On Friday, May 1st, thousands of teachers, school staff, students, parents, and community members marched across downtown Raleigh in a demonstration called the Kids Over Corporations Rally, organized by the North Carolina Association of Educators. They called on the North Carolina General Assembly to improve pay and working conditions for teachers, as well as providing schools with more resources. Dawn Jenkins is a history teacher at Moore County Schools. She attended the rally wearing the same bright Red for Ed hue as hundreds of fellow demonstrators. She said she hopes the rally forces people across North Carolina to focus on the situation in education.
Well, I'm really hopeful that people are going to pay attention to the plight of teachers at the moment, because not only are we getting paid certainly an inadequate salary, we're also working really, really hard for our students and not being recognized for such. So we're really wanting the powers that be to pay attention to teachers, especially given the amount of vacancies that there are across North Carolina at the moment. It's a real issue, and we're really concerned about the students' future.
State data shows there are approximately 6,700 teacher vacancies in North Carolina. The state currently ranks 46 out of 50 for teacher pay, according to the National Education Association, with an average salary of $59,971. And due to the state legislature's delay in passing a budget, pay raises have been delayed as inflation increases. Combine that with premium hikes on state employees' health insurance, and many teachers are in a rough spot. Brian Prophet is the vice president of NCAE, who also served as the MC for the speakers at the beginning of the rally. He said lower teacher pay in North Carolina is having tangible impacts which can be seen across the state.
Everybody's having second jobs, everybody's having third jobs. People are seeing their, you know, sitting in classrooms that are 50 degrees, sitting in classrooms that are 90 degrees, sitting in classrooms that are 35 kids instead of 25 kids. Not only do you have to get a second job to be able to pay for your rent, which is increasing, the cost of everything, which is increasing, but when you're actually at work, you got to do way more than you were doing in the first place.
The NCAE vice president said he was proud of the educators who made the choice to step out and stand up for their profession.
For teachers, this is part of our job. Part of our job description is that we're supposed to advocate for our kids and our profession and our schools. So we're not taking the day off. We're here working today.
The action being supported by the NCAE goes further than just rallying. Christina Cole, the president of the Wake County NCAE and statewide NCAE president-elect, explained the organization's next steps as well as how impactful Friday's rally was.
We've closed over 20 schools, which is a majority of public school staff here in the state of North Carolina. And we're excited to really launch our Kids Over Corporations campaign, which calls for increasing the tax rate to 5% to put money back in our schools. And we have legislation moving in the Senate, so we're excited to see where that goes in this session too.
Senate Bill 943, which was filed on Wednesday, April 29th, calls for exactly what Cole said. She also said the rally is important due to the recent decision in the Leandro case. Leandro v. State of NC was a decades-long state Supreme Court case centered on the disparity in education opportunities for students in poor areas versus wealthy areas. The case was thrown out by the state Supreme Court just weeks ago, but despite that ruling, proponents claim the disparity between education in these areas is in violation of the state's constitution.
Our state constitution says we should fully fund public schools, and that is the responsibility of this decision-making body. So that is another implication for why we're here and why it's important for us to demand fully funding our schools here in North Carolina. It's kind of a slap in the face and us not living up to the legacy that was set in that original constitution.
The rally was also attended by politicians and political hopefuls, such as Richard Ojeda, the Democratic nominee for NC09's congressional seat in the House of Representatives. He did not mince words on his feelings regarding North Carolina's delayed budget.
That's pure buffoonery. I mean, we're the only state in the nation that hasn't produced a budget. That's the one thing that they're required to do, and they have failed miserably. So maybe it's time to exchange them and put somebody in there that will pass a budget and will take care of teachers and school service personnel.
And as Dawn Jenkins puts it, teachers are important to the functioning of our society now more than ever.
There's a lot of concern with the politics of the day. There's a lot of concern with where we're going as a country and how what our impact is in the world as a whole. Our kids need to be able to understand where we are. They need to understand the situation and the scenarios going on around. And that's what we as educators are able to do. That's why educators are important, because we're giving the kids what they need to be able to be successful as adults.
Power to the teachers!
Power to the teachers!
Power to the people!
Power to the people!
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.